The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We are dredging through sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to sunny Orlando, Florida. But we are broadcasting live out of sunny Orlando, Florida, which is not sunny today. But I still understand it's about 80 degrees out there. And back home in Minnesota, it's minus 12. At least it was when we left. And it was minus 3, 4. And I remember when it was minus 6.
Ouch.
It's a good place to be. Yes. So while I'm in Florida, I'm actually wearing a jacket on the upper part and I'm wearing shorts on the bottom part.
That was good.
And I'm telling people as I begin my presentation at these tea parties that we've been doing that my upper half is still in Minnesota and my lower half is catching up to Florida.
I got it.
Okay.
I liked
all
it.
Right.
I liked it.
Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. And friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to Facebook, please do like us, Sons of Liberty Radio. On Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And if you'd like to be my friend as well, please do. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Again, friends, I'm sorry to say the phones are inaccessible right now because we're on the road. We're actually broadcasting live out of our studios called The Hotel.
And you can find them.
And beautiful hotels they are. Everything in Orlando, Florida is beautiful.
I'm not seeing anything not beautiful.
Yeah, I don't find any negatives here.
Although, I did see one sign that said Obama Biden last night.
Oh, I did
just
too.
One.
I did too, and it was a good thing I was sitting down.
Yeah.
I was with you. I was with you. Are you talking about, you know what was interesting too is the black folks that showed up at the tea parties.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was former Oakland Raiders Henry Lawrence. He showed up, and as a matter of fact, in the middle of my program, I said, you know, if we were in a black church right now, friends, you know what they'd all be doing? They'd all be standing up saying, bring it on, bruh. And all of a sudden, it just kind of simmered down, and all of a sudden, Henry Lawrence said, Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And everybody just got a kick out of that. But friends, we got the NFL listening to us now. So, in saying all that to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I think we need to bring a little bit of soul, is what she said into that meeting. And boy, did it come last night at the Tea Party Manatee down in Bradenton, Florida. We actually, when we did this, and you can find it, it's at Mixon Farms is where we did it. The company owners were great people, kicking the pants.
Nice place.
They're running their business to the glory of God and for the love of their country. And so that's where the meeting was. It was right in there. They even had their shirts still on. Bradley, you brought up Henry Lawrence, former NFL
player. Well, I hope they had their shirts on. I don't want to see a bunch of people 50, 60, 70 years old without their shirts on.
That's kind of gross. Shirts?
That's gross.
What are those tea partiers doing without their shirts on?
That's really gross.
Well, we're in Florida.
Listen, it's bad enough looking at some of them with their shirts on.
Yeah.
That's a visual.
Back to the pictures.
All right.
Even better pictures in Bradenton. We actually posted probably about a dozen, maybe a half a dozen photos. So you can follow us. As I said, every single day we're live tweeting throughout all of these events that we're doing. So you can be right with us in all of these events. Henry Lawrence, big picture of it. Massey's with him, who's the singer of the band Junkie
and
Prophet.
And he dwarfs Massey.
I was just going to say that. So you have a giant, you have a David and Goliath situation going on there. But you know what? Both of these guys, and you had brought it up last night too, is that the deception is that it's all Hispanics and blacks are following Obama when people have left that. It's almost like the sea has been parted and thinkers on both of all ethnic groups realize what this guy's doing.
Well,
he's destroying.
Well, once you begin to understand that Obama's actually aiming at the blacks and the Hispanic to eradicate that race, because we know Obama himself is a New World Order monkey.
Literally, he is.
And once the black folks and the Hispanic folks begin to understand as to he's only using them for political battering ram purposes, then and only then will they begin to wake up and stand up against this tyrant wannabe dictator. And that's exactly what's happening. And the black folks seen it, and you know what? The truth will make you free, and it will set you free. And who sets all men free? His name is Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. And
they were set free.
That's been the premise of the message, and it always will be with the Sons of Liberty. And that's why there's fruit. As a matter of fact, I want to speak of that fruit. Just this week, we've been added to five different column outlets. Liberty News Online, JohnWallace.com, Liberty Roundtable with Sam Bushman,
awesome.
Political Outcast, and Patriot Update.
I like that, Political Outcast, indeed. It's kind of like Ahab going up to Elijah and calling him, you know, the troubler or something like that.
And you'll see, that's why he picks up the columns, because literally everything that's outcasted from those that are to be conservative, right, or whatever.
Outcast to what? An outcast from the tyrants? Hey, that's an honor. That's a badge of honor.
That's where I want to be.
No disgrace in that.
The column that was just posted was Boy Scouts of America, have you looked across the border at Canada? They always try to keep your eyes off of where they've already socially engineered their agendas.
Yep.
But folks, Bradley just rips this one up. As a matter of fact, we got a comment this morning right away. It posted on News with Views last night. The notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a disturbing trend.
That's right.
Is one of the quotes in the article. This person just responded to us this morning and said, God bless you, Bradley, for your bold witness. We need strong men now more than ever. Loved the video on badteacher.com. Keep up the great work, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
Amen.
He had a little run-in with the ACLU at his school when he was praying. So you have leaders across the country.
Well, people are beginning to understand that the homosexuals, instead of hiding behind the guys because they're guys' friends, is that they're hiding behind a shield like poor us,
victims.
Like a bunch of wounded puppies, when in fact you're going to find they're the ones that have the spear in their hand assaulting everybody that doesn't agree with them. Case in point, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, radio.com, Sons of Liberty, radio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, Radio13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, Radio13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code, Radio13.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, about halfway there, friends. Jake just brought up a point that Freedom Outpost had just published, and I thought it was of interest that we share it with you, friends, because as I've said in the past, and I'm right again, and I'm right prophetically, friends, not from my own mind or do I know anything by myself. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that God is alive forevermore and so is his giftings. But in saying that, we're going to come to a show of force in this country, friends, because what's happening is you're being gauged. You're being desensitized, engaged as they push fear. And again, Jake, go ahead and share that. I just think it's that important. I really do.
Yeah, when I was speaking to Tim, which was about our column that we posted this morning. He brought up
from Freedom Outpost.
Yeah, there's a story on Freedom Outpost that has 28,000 Facebook likes. And he said, "Did you get a chance to see it?" And I said, "No, I hadn't yet." The Department of Homeland Security, along with the SWAT team of Bernalillo County,
sure,
Sheriff's Department, New Mexico.
Yeah, Bernalillo.
Because I'm, right, you know, I'm white, so
no,
I'm
with you.
To be able to.
I understood that vernacular.
I just slow it down. Deputies raided the home of Robert Adams in Albuquerque. According to the federal search warrant affidavit, because remember, you can't just bust into somebody's home. We have what's called a Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
And you can't do it without an oath, an affirmation,
but
bringing
that's,
us a
see,
search
but warrant. The American people are already falling for the lie that it's okay as to what the DHS is doing through Homeland Security and the TSA when you go to the airports.
Yep.
Okay, so they've already been desensitized there. They think it's okay for people to put their hands on them illegally, only
that's
to
right.
find out again, friends,
right.
they're not the ones with the shield.
Yep.
They're the ones with the stinking spear in their hand violating your constitution. This is about desensitizing the American people, engaging them, and seeing how far the American people will allow themselves to be violated by this unconstitutional administration.
Yep. As disgusting as it is, it's like lab rats when they watch rats in a lab and they figure out, okay, what can I do with them? How do they respond? How do they react? Over 1,500 firearms were taken from this man's home and his business But there was no charges that have been filed against him.
No.
Despite the fact that the court documents reveal that agents had been watching Adams for 4 years. Yeah. You want to know what DHS is all about?
I'll tell you why they've been watching for 4 years, because they're trying to find him.
Exactly.
They're nitpicking him. And what they want to do is they want to stage another attack on innocent American civilians in this country so they can play the victims, create the crime that they're supposed to enforce and prevent, my friends, in the first place. And what they want to do is they want to come in and try to blame the American citizens for retaliating against unlawful corruption in this government.
That's right.
That's what they're trying to attempt to do.
And
just like Waco, just like any other, Ruby Ridge, same exact kind of thing, friends.
You know, and it's no different than, I want to bring up Russia for a second. Mikhail Gorbachev was the head of the KGB, the secret police. Every tyrannical dictatorship has their own secret police. What are they for?
Mm-hmm.
It's to spy and to use its own people to bring forth fraudulent policies upon the people, if they'll be ignorant enough to go along with it.
Yeah.
The Constitution in New Mexico, Article 2, Section 6, says gun collectors are protected under the Firearms Ownership Protection Act.
Yeah, it does.
Just period. That's what the Constitution says. You cite the Constitution, now you can see who's wrong and who's in the wrong.
Yes.
Once you've identified that, then you bring forth justice, period. It's done. These agents acted criminally. But the idea that they give is that, well, you know, why does he need so many guns? It doesn't matter.
He can have a million of them.
Who cares?
That's exactly right.
He's a lawful citizen.
Yeah.
Now, we saw back in the days of David Koresh, at Mount Carmel Center.
Yeah.
They knew he was buying guns.
Yeah.
They had been investigating him for years. Peaceful man, no problems down in the compound, wherever he was. What they were waiting for, just
by the way, for those that didn't know it, Dennis Weaver in Ruby Ridge, the government, the feds actually tried to force him to sell to Gun Run for them so they could commit, they could get him to commit a crime.
Yep. They wanted
and they
to
couldn't
be an
do
agent.
That. And at length, what happened is Dennis Weaver, we all know the story, how his little boy was shot and his wife was shot holding the baby. Yep, and mocked their dead bodies. Your federal government mocked the dead bodies that they killed folks, innocent people. Innocent people. Well, at the end of the day, Dennis Weaver sues the federal government to no end, and rightfully so. But it's interesting that the American people sit down and allow this kind of stuff to happen, especially knowing that they are the ones that are at fault in the first place. James Madison said the states are duty-bound to interpose to arrest the progress of evil. And friends, you have it completely upside down. Now it's the time for the American people to stand up and arrest the progress of evil through your government, because enough is enough.
That's right. This story, this man committed no crimes. We're talking about the gentleman in Albuquerque.
How many people are in jail today, friends, that have never committed a crime?
They've been handpicked because they've been watched, just like the KGB did in Russia, spying its own citizenry. That's what the DHS's purpose is in this country right now.
They're telling you that. You've got a president coming forth and saying we can go ahead and kill American civilians if we so choose.
We can use drones to do it.
But then they put their little quotations in there and say,
a terror to the works of darkness. And that's what we have in this country, is good works that will combat these evil works. I want to make a point.
One more point, if I can interject, just so I can lay a foundation for the people. Thomas Jefferson said the whole purpose of government was to ensure your rights, friends, not to violate your rights.
For this reason, governments are instituted among men. The Declaration of Independence. See, this is the stumbling block for them all. It's already written. It is written. That's the barrier.
And
it
ain't
can go no
nowhere.
Further.
No.
It's not going to. Truth is never going to change, no matter how many people are deceived out of believing the truth. Truth will stand. When you stand on that, folks, when you put your feet there, you don't move. They have to move.
That's right.
They have to try to manipulate or finagle or move around. That's why in this country, when we are an upright and a righteous people, God is our protection.
That's right.
God will vindicate us.
Amen.
This gentleman had 1,500 guns confiscated without committing one crime. Now, they brought in the SWAT team members, the DHS. This guy got raided. They knew all about his checking accounts, banking accounts, his gun safes in Canada, everything. Do you think they would have taken that same approach when this administration's Department of Justice gunwalked program that gunwalked and trafficked nearly 2,500 firearms across the border into Mexico that has left hundreds dead?
Yeah. See, people, we need to stick to that and keep reminding ourselves that it was your government that was actually gun running.
Yes.
And again, what did they want to do? They wanted to blame the American people for the crimes that they themselves were committing. And folks, they're going to continuously do this until you stand up.
That's right. It has to be stood upon. You can find that article on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I encourage you to like it. Folks, you guys have been awesome. All of your comments that you've been sharing throughout the weeks. As we've been on tour, we do live tweeting at all the events. Last night we were at Tea Party Manatee. Tonight we're going to be at Mount Dora at Tavares, Florida. We are so fortunate to be a part of Bradley Dean's 10-day Florida sweep. Bring family and friends to be a part of this very exciting opportunity. Bradley was at Manatee Tea Party last night and packed the house with rave reviews. Let's show a big North Lake welcome for Bradley. That's what people are saying, folks. Why are they excited about these principles? Because of what we're standing on. We're standing on the truth that always has existed. It's more ancient than the ancients because God has always existed. When we stand on that, he continues to be our bulwark against those that commit injustices against your country. And men
says
are
the history of our country.
Exactly. Yes, it's written. It's totally written. Also, too, in some of the live tweets, one of the comments you made last night, Bradley, a 10-year-old heard my message. Bradley did a school presentation where a 10-year-old heard it. This young 10-year-old went to his school and corrected his history teacher who tried to convince the class the U.S. is a democracy. I live tweeted that last night. It was one of the things you brought up. Somebody commented immediately, this is France Lafreniere. Well, we're getting somewhere. Oh, yeah, and it goes beyond that, folks. Because once you get the hearts and the minds of this next generation, it's over. There is no army. They are paper. There is nothing behind them because they hold not truth. Deception is what they rely upon, and that's it, folks.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just thinking about the quote from Thomas Jefferson, just food for thought, where he said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty.
That's right.
We need to get that back in right order in this country, because the American people have no business being afraid of their governments.
That's right.
And what they're doing this is they're doing this almost covert-like all across the country, where if you don't have IRS agents attacking small businesses, trying to lay charge to them for things that they haven't done, through this DOJ, through Attorney General, if you want to call him that, Eric Holder, him and his criminal administration friends are doing these things all across the country. Look what they did to Gibson. Mm-hmm. Look what they're doing to this gun owner. A different topic, but you know what? They're still intimidating the American people through
That's
the
right.
use of fear, friends.
That's right.
And the American people need to get to the point where you're not afraid of that anymore, and this government begins to understand you're not going to be dummied down, you're not going to be pushed back any further, and you're going to demand your rights. And friends, let me tell you how you do that. You can eradicate all the policies, all the illegal policies through this administration when you enforce the laws of our republic. And the way that you do that is you go to Arlington Cemetery and understand what those boys and those women fought, bled, and died to give you, because no longer will you stand and allow this administration to desecrate the memories of what they died for. And like I said last night and the night before, and every time I'm on public radio, friends, I want you to understand that the ideology that the American people are tolerating in this country right now, hundreds of thousands of men and women in this country died to eradicate. So why are you tolerating it? You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. When gays are the real haters, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism. They will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without even knowing how it happened. Well, that's kind of what we're seeing happening incrementally.
That's right. It's been the progression of the two-party system is the Democrats. You brought it up again last night. If you fall for this two-party system, you're just... Which choice do you want that I give you, A or B?
Hey, Karl Rove is the writing on the wall. This is stuff we've been talking about for years, friends. You have one constitution. You have this little political game going back and forth between the right and the left. Karl Rove he exemplifies everything I've been talking about, attacking the Tea Party now, friends. Enough is enough. These people are all in it together. I've done a study on the left and on the right. The right is more corrupt than the left in many ways. They just sit under a different guise. That's all they do, friends. And what happens? The American people lose while you allow them to play the game, and you let them play the game. And friends, I can't talk. Or speak to you as if I'm speaking to a different country. I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking to your country. These people are right in front of you. You know who they are. You know who's attacking the Constitution. You know who's violating their oath of office. That's treason, friends. That's treason. That's infidelity towards us. That's treachery is what it is. They're infidels towards their oaths.
That's right.
They're unfaithful in every sense of the word.
That's right.
I'm going to talk about when gays are the real haters, and this is going to blow you away, friends, but Jake had some point that he wanted to make before I get just to that. Oh, and one more thing. It wasn't Dennis Weaver, friends. I'm sorry. Thank you to one of our callers. It wasn't Dennis Weaver. It was Randy Weaver talking of Ruby Ridge, so I apologize for that. That does happen once in a while, but I caught myself. Thank you for whoever did that text in. Is that how we got that? Okay, we got a text, so we just appreciate you guys out there keeping it straight. That's what we got to do.
We got to keep it straight. Yeah. In London, England right now, they're debating gay marriage. And the policy that's being put forth, I just want you to listen to this.
We're debating our sovereignty. Are we going to obey God, or are we going to give it over to the state?
This ideology.
Why do you keep aiming for our kids, man?
Oh, we can't figure it out.
I mean, we don't want to
What's
talk
the
about
whole problems
that. Let's keep diverting the people away from what we're really going after. We want to go for the kids, and the writing is on the wall, and everybody knows what we're doing, but they just kind of keep ignoring the crimes of what we're advocating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's look at the crimes that they're advocating. Yeah. Let's show you who's responsible for the crimes being committed against kids, and then you're going to understand why they're attacking, for example, the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to understand why they're attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. You're going to understand why Kevin Jennings writes a book, Obama Safe Schools writes a book called Queerifying the Elementary, a foreword to that book. You're going to understand why his icon was Harry Hay, NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. The motto in gay parades, friends, is sex before AIDS. And you got people all over the world negotiating, debating away their sovereignty. Well, they're not even willing to protect their kids. But then again, we do live in America, don't we?
Yes.
I know you're talking about England right now.
Yep.
But we do live in America where they let 3,700 babies
a day be slaughtered
in the womb. So why wouldn't they debate it?
That's a fact. And then we wonder why our
football
liberty
becomes more important than the innocent baby in the womb, I guess, in this country.
And if it's not, how many of you listening right now can remember the score, remember who won the Super Bowl?
It
I don't even know who
even
won
matter.
The stinking Super Bowl. But that's what they remember. That's what they remember. This is the quote. This is the guys that comes in on. I am a strong believer in marriage. This is the argument of those. By the way, in London, England, the report even strictly says the Church of England bars ceremonies of same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
A majority of the citizens in England, even as the basis they become morally corrupt, they don't support it. But the stronghold politically inside, the majority in the establishment, is saying, we don't care, just like they do in France.
Because they're inside.
That's right.
These pedophiles,
this is engineering.
Folks, these pedophiles in your government are the ones that are advocating gay marriage and homosexual marriage.
Yep.
What is,
they're the ones standing for
hello.
It.
And you know a tree by its fruit.
That's right.
Yes.
And those not standing against it are the compromised men and women as well. If you know why somebody doesn't act against sin or why somebody isn't angry at sin is because they're guilty of sin.
That's right.
This is the quote. I am a strong believer in marriage. It helps people commit to each other, and I think it is right that gay people should be able to get married too.
Yeah.
This is,
do they both have
a
mother and father?
About equality.
Yeah, they both have moms and dads.
It's all about love.
Yeah.
It's all about love.
God is testifying of his creation.
People, people coming together.
And they're
it's all about love.
They just don't know why. And yet you have one of the boys act like a woman, and one of the boys acts like a man.
Yeah.
So they know the truth, but they hold it in unrighteousness.
That's right.
Yeah.
So under this little, there's the cloak right there, right? It's all about love. It's all about equality. Let's talk about that equality for a minute, because I think you've got some really important stuff to share.
We don't really have time to talk about that. Equality. You know, the bottom line is yesterday we were sharing a little bit about what the media promulgates and what they believe, and 76% of those that promulgate the news in this country see nothing wrong with homosexuality. And it's interesting, back in the 60s, friends, they had videos throughout the country teaching kids in health classes that if they find or see or know of a homosexual, that they were actually to turn them into the authorities. And all the way up until 1961, it was illegal in every state, and if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you would end up in prison for 21 years. And of course, all the way up until 1973 in this country, it was considered a mental illness. Now you have these mentally ill bullying anybody that doesn't agree with them into submission, only violating your First Amendment right. And again, here what you have is the sick-minded individuals, mentally ill individuals, telling you what's right and what's wrong now.
Yep.
And the American people sit back and let them do it.
And they want equality to be able to do it.
It's not equality. It's totalitarianism.
That's exactly what it is.
Here, let me prove my point. When gays are the real haters, Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to police that the injuries were self-inflicted. Can you say Elliot stepped into it? Now, as funny as that might sound, and it does sound funny, again, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah, who's the real perpetrator of the crime? It's them.
That's exactly.
They're creating the crime.
That's right. Immediately after reading this report, I had to look up the word stupid in the word, and I'm sorry, in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. It defined as very dull, insensible, senseless. Stupid, I say, not only because he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if his contrived crime would go unpunished before the God who sees all things, Hebrews 4:13. Now, considering that all crime is motivated by hate,
overlook
the Dan Savage, right? It gets better, the guy teaching kids, on this criminal on television, teaching kids how to commit the act of homosexuality. Isn't it interesting as well? Two thoughts. Dan Savage, that God didn't call homosexuality sin, he called it an abomination.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly, as if God wasn't going to deal with the issue at hand?
It works contrary to life.
Let's go back to Dan Savage. Dan Savage is the guy that said of his political opposition that he would like to see them being dragged from the back of a pickup until there's nothing left but the rope. Now, what's ironic about that and very telling about that is James Byrd hate crimes legislation itself. See, friends, they're trying to hide under the guise of hate crimes when, in fact, Dan Savage exemplified his crime as to what a hate crime is.
Out of his own mouth.
Out of his own stinking mouth. So considering that all crime is motivated by hate, oftentimes you have to examine the allegations of the supposed hate crime to make the distinction as to who is doing the hating. And it seems today that more than often that not that those that are decrying hate are the ones that are actually perpetuating the crime. They intend through deceptive measures to create monsters out of those that don't agree with their lifestyles or their political agendas, Barney Franks, and revert back to their carnal nature for distorted guidance. So in the end, they can become the victims. We're seeing what's going on with the Boy Scouts. We'll talk about that tomorrow, friends. But what happens when law enforcement looks a little deeper into their surfaced allegations and find out that the alleged victims were actually the ones contriving and fabricating the crime? Well, let's take a look into the minds of the distorted to see how far they are willing to go to further their agenda. And friends, at any cost necessary. There's a famous contrived hate crime of Carrie Dunn at Claremont McKenna College. Dunn was scheduled to speak at a campus forum on racism. She shocked the audience by telling them that she had been the victim of a hate crime that very day. How convenient, or was it? Because her car had been vandalized and its window smashed, her tires slashed, and profane anti-Semitic graffiti covered the wreckage. The problem with the story was that two students saw her commit the crime herself. Dunn lost her job and also went to prison for lying to federal investigators for insurance fraud. She had claimed that $1,700 worth of the items, including a laptop computer, had been stolen by the hate crime boogeyman. These items were later found in a closet in Dunn's home. And, oh, by the way, she wasn't even Jewish. Deuteronomy 18:18 says, "And the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put the evil away from among you." That is our form of government in this country. But now you have Alina Kagan sitting on the Supreme Court Justice, next to, of course, the internationalist called Sotomayor. Now, for those that didn't understand who Alina Kagan is, she is a radical lesbian that is responsible for queerifying Harvard and attacking your military in every step of the way as to who we are, where we came from, because what they want to do is they want to usurp the Constitution of the United States to take away from you your sovereignty. And if you're willing not to fight for it, you will lose it, because America, you are succeeding at just that, only to give yourself over to state power so you can receive privileges. Now, in essence, what that becomes is they become your mommy and daddy. But I want you to understand who becomes your mommy and daddy. Those that war against the God of heaven. And let me tell you this, it's not a good place to put yourself, my friends. I'm going to come back and share a couple more hate crimes with you, and I'm going to show you who's doing the hating, friends. And it's not the heterosexuals in these cases. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, radio.com.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about who the real haters are. Not too long ago, friends, a lesbian couple called the police after they allegedly found the words "kill the gays" scrawled in red across their garage and a noose hanging from their front door.
That sounds pretty hateful.
That's pretty hateful.
I wonder who the hater was that did that.
Well, perhaps the women didn't anticipate how seriously the issue would be treated, because nearly 8 months later, with the full force of the FBI, the good guys in the FBI involved, authorities are saying that the women themselves, may have been responsible for the acts. They have been charged with both criminal mischief and false reporting, mm-hmm. and one of the women, Amy Whitchurch, faces an additional charge of forgery. Mm-hmm. Of course, goes hand in glove.
Yes, it does.
Hey, folks, there's not just one crime involved. There's always more to follow. Yep. Just pay attention to these people.
Yep. That's what they season themselves in crime. So they'll create a crime in order to create another crime.
That's exactly what's happening in government right now. Instead of prevention is better than cure, they're creating the crime so they can bring in more policies to work against our mosaic institution.
And who loses? It's always the American people.
Every time.
It's never them. Yep. And that was the statement that you made last night. And people understanding that are going to be a sober and vigilant citizenry. And that's how we're going to secure our liberties.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Boy Scouts and how the homosexuals are attacking the Boy Scouts. And there actually have been more than 2,000 U.S. cases of abuse within the Boy Scouts of America prior to 1994 by Boy Scout leaders. Mm-hmm. yet abuse is still occurring. So in other words, we're seeing homosexual crimes against these little kids, and now we're seeing the homosexual activists and radicals attacking the Boy Scouts through the use of delegated power from this criminal administration who's appointed over 225 homosexuals and transvestites to governmental positions in your government, friends. And only to accuse you of something they're advocating and perpetrating.
He's so vehement about this topic that he brings it up in his second inaugural address.
He's a sick dog, is what he is.
He's a sick individual, man. And a promoter of crimes against his own people that he is responsible to secure the rights of.
He's been doing nothing, Jake, since he's been in office, but attacking the American people.
It's like, okay, where's the Constitution today? That's my focus. I need to attack that Constitution.
Yeah. I want everybody, before you get going on this, Jake, this last point here before the end of the show, I want everybody to understand that, America, you are being gauged.
Yes.
You are being gauged. That's all they're doing is gauging you. And I also want you to understand that this man in office, along with his criminal cohorts, they are trying to advocate civil war. And listen, when I say, go ahead and check me, friends, I'm telling you, I know as a fact that this is exactly what he's doing. He's playing the race card. He's attempting to divide the races against one another. And while they're doing that without friends, this is why I say we need to pay attention to Russia and China. Because I don't think the issue that we have in this country is really the Muslims. I think the problem is they're using the Muslims only to advocate fear, and they did that after September 11th.
Yep.
But if you look out, friends, you've got to keep in mind tyrants will use foreign powers to put into subjection those that would not subject themselves to their dictatorships. And their unlawful legislation.
Yeah, that's the first layer. First, they send those type of people. And then when it's
all
done...
George did it.
And then when it was done and the Hessians didn't work, they threw out all stops and they just went on a full-on attack onto the people that they, quote, love or that they serve.
I'm not saying there's not some jihadists. I am just saying that you go over to Egypt and ask them about all these terrorists, they're trying to figure out where these terrorists are coming from for the most part. And what they're saying is that these are created as political, but they're being used as political maneuvers. Friends, here, let me say it this way. Instead of reaching around our backsides to scratch our elbows, let me just say it this way. When you talk to the people in Egypt, friends, I seen a a documentary. It was very interesting because they said that they themselves had no knowledge of who these terrorists were.
Yeah.
And you just have to go this far. Who does terrorism work for? It only works for governments. It doesn't work for the American people. And if the American government was for the American people, then why are they trying to disarm the American people in the face of terrorism? They that remind you all the time that you're dealing with terrorism all over the world.
Turn them in.
But who's advocating terrorism? Who's advocating wars? Bankers.
That's right.
Who's advocating all of this, friends? Governments are. The people aren't. So I suggest what we do is we get all these people that are advocating war. Why don't we get them and throw them all in a ring together?
Yeah,
let them battle it out.
Yep, we'll sell tickets. We'll get rid of the national debt.
Folks,
everybody would love to see
that. I want to make sure people do understand. I'm not talking to you as if you don't have the power to do that. I am talking to you, friends. How do I say this? I'm talking to you in the sense, friends, that you are already empowered to do this. I don't want you to come under the delusion that you don't have the power to do this, friends. You do have the power to do this. America, you are the power of this republic, friends. You need to understand. You are the power. They are not the power. Folks, they work for us, and they derive their just powers. And I love this Declaration of Independence. They derive their just power from who? The consent of the governed. Folks, they're governing against you, and the power's in your hands. You still have the freedom to do the right thing, so stand up and do the right thing.
Amen. And you know what? We're going to continue to bring that beacon of light into this country every single day. Folks, we're in Florida right now. We're on a tour. Just did Tea Party Manatee yesterday. We're going to be up in Mount Dora tonight doing another tea party in a group. We've got schools and colleges lined up for this tour. And in order to do this successfully, it has to take a joint effort from the people of this country. We as a radio broadcast, we as a ministry are not going to be able to do this on our own. We can get on the radio and do what we do every single day. We can be obedient with the talents that God has given us, and we are, and will continue to be. And you can count on us to do that, but we need to be able to count on you folks to help us and empower us, whether it be through a financial gift, whether you're one of the people on Gideon's Media Army, where you're social networking and you're tweeting and you're getting us out there, whether you're a group leader in your area or your community where you want to bring the fire of the Sons of Liberty into town and do an event in your community. Folks, we need your help, and there's a number of ways you can do that. You can go to our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com, and on the left-hand side, there's a banner that says Support Our Cause for Justice. You can buy the DVD series, My War, that has been getting rave reviews. Last night, again, we sold out. We had no more DVD series on the table after you were done speaking, Bradley.
But you know what we need to do is just put enough salt on their tongues, because sooner or later they're going to want to see for themselves.
That's right.
But don't say we didn't tell you so.
That's right.
If you want to continuously wait it out.
We have to continue to do that every time we do one. There's also a benefits package for you to become a son or daughter of liberty. Stay engaged. Stay plugged in. Many of you on a daily basis are with us in this fight, and we need more of you. We need to multiply this so people can see in the mainstream that we've got muscle as Americans. And we do. Like you said, Bradley, it's never left us. It's always been there.
Yeah.
It's like a tug of war. And here's what happens in America. The other side is pulling like crazy, those that are against you. We have
pushing,
our
actually.
Well, push.
Yeah.
Or I'm using the analogy here in the tug of war. If they're pulling, and we have our rope tied to the rock that does not move, that's the rock of our salvation. That's the God of our values and our Christian heritage and the Constitution. In America, we don't take the rope off of that rock and try to hold back our enemies. Keep it on the rock and watch the enemies pull, because they're not going to be able to move it. That's where we need to stay sustained. You can donate. It's tax deductible, folks. We need your help. All of those partners that have become sons or daughter of liberty, we want to thank you, first of all, and continue to grow, folks. We are growing. We are gaining fruit. We are gaining victories. Also, going to the Sons of Liberty Radio to hear that program every single day, you can get that phone app. And I want to leave with a quote, because I was a Boy Scout, and I know we're talking about this tomorrow.
You were?
I was.
Yeah.
And I loved the Boy Scouts. It was awesome. It taught
Boy Scouts love
huge
you too,
values,
right?
Yes, they did. I actually just talked to my scout leader before.
Did you?
He said I was a wonderful guy.
I bet.
At least that's
did.
What I remember him saying.
Yeah.
This is the scout oath. And now, what kind of person would be ferociously attacking this oath? I want to read it to you.
The homosexuals are offended by this, friends.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Oh, he said straight. Oh, therein lies the problem right there, man. You can't show us how deviated we are. How do you tell if a stick is crooked? Lay a straight one next to
That's
it.
That's right.
That's why they don't like straight.
What is the offense?
Benjamin Rush said this, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, one of them. He said, I was put to death on the cross with Christ, and I do not live anymore. He said, it is Christ who lives in me. I still live in my body, but I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me to save me. By saying these things, I am not going against God's grace, just the opposite. If the law could make us right with God, which only shows us our deviation, then Christ's dead would be useless. He's quoting Galatians 2:21 is what he's doing. Benjamin Rush, he's also the guy that said, I'm not a Democrat nor an aristocrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat.
Right.
Friends, I hope that you're a Christocrat. Remember what Thomas Jefferson rightly said, and I am done for the day, and I'll talk to you in 23 hours. Political interest, the study or the science of government, political interest can never be separated in the long run from moral right. Just ask France.
That's right.
Thomas Jefferson is also the guy that said of the European form of government and the American form of government back during the Revolution is the difference between heaven and hell. Friends, it's up to you. You got Bradley and Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23 hours, telling you about another event that we just completed. Love you with our hearts. See ya.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.